Hi everyone, it's your host Matilda,
Hadiza,
and Imama,
and you're listening to the Amiable Interludes.
Hello everyone, welcome back to the Amiable Interludes, and it's your girl Hadiza, of course.
Hey.
So just checking with you guys. Hello Matilda and your mama, how are your weeks this week?
My week was pretty good, but oh my gosh, there's something in the air. Like everybody I knew was getting sick. Even I was sick this week.
What happened?
How?
Like sick, like cold, flu, whatever it is, but like pretty bad. Like I was sick this week. My supervisor was sick.
He said something in the air. It sounds like COVID.
No, it's not COVID. I tested. I wasn't positive. Okay. Also, they tested. I wasn't positive. And also, I didn't have like all the COVID symptoms. I had like, I had a fever definitely, and then like headache, and then sneezing and sore throat. But that was it. And then coughs. Mm-hmm. But it's like I wasn't having... Yeah, I think it's the flu. Mm, and also, you know how the weather just like changed drastically?
Yeah,
I think that's also like combined with that is what's making everybody sick. Because I was sick. My supervisor was sick. One of my friends, I called them, not in Saskatoon, they were sick. I know another person in like Toronto that's sick as well. So I think there's just something in the air.
Wow. Are you better now though?
Yeah, I mean, my voice is like... I'm still coughing a bit, but ultimately... I'm better.
Thank God.
Yeah, ultimately, it was good. I didn't get to do too much. I didn't get to do too much because, like, you know, recovering and that. But, yeah, it was pretty good, though. But, yeah, what about you, Matilda?
Mine was good. Mine was not really that eventful, to be honest. My parents have been visiting for the last, like, month and a half, and then everyone finally left yesterday, so now I'm back to like actually living alone.
Not you say finally, sounds like you're excited.
No, I'm just like finally back to real life, I
guess.
Yeah,
no, I was joking.
Actually, I'm not excited. Like, I just realized like it's really, really, and I don't know how many like people living in diaspora away from family feel this, but it's so lonely. Like, I know like I have friends and everything, and I'm going to get back to it. I feel like with friends, it's a certain level of like intention that has to be made to like, you know, connect with friends. Where with family, without even having to do anything or plan anything, they're just there, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that I'm back to reality, I guess. And yeah, they really helped though, because they literally came right when I was starting my new job. And like, I've been feeling imposter syndrome. I've been feeling... just overwhelmed by a lot of things, and them just being here really helped. And like every single time I'm like, I'm tired, my mom is like, you are not tired, you cannot be tired, you have to proclaim good things. Like, I'm actually physically tired, I don't know what you want me to say, but that helped. So yeah, it's going to be easy, interesting going back. But yeah, that's been my week.
Nice.
Yeah, how about you, Hadiza?
I don't even remember my week, to be honest. I just, I don't know. I can't think of anything that happened that, I mean, I went to work. Work was busy. And work was stupidly busy this week. Like, I don't even get, like, I'm like, bro, like, working is a scam. Like,
for real. I don't know how they want us to do this for, like, however many years left before
retirement.
Like, I
keep calculating. Like, I'm like, oh my God, it's only been so months that I've been here. Like, as in, am I supposed to do it for the next couple of years? Like, I don't...
You know what? It's so funny because you guys are talking about work and I'm just excited to, like, get back into, like, the working field.
Wait, is it that you liked it? You loved it?
No, I just haven't been working for, like, almost a year now, and I'm just excited to like just get back to working. Wow. I feel like working is more stable. No, but it's like working is more stable, and like you're actually earning money as opposed to being in school.
That part.
But and also, I feel like if you like, I'm obviously if you like what you're doing, it can still be stressful. But like, it makes it less terrible, if that makes sense. It's still stressful, obviously, but it's like you might wake up 3 out of 5 days of the week stressed as opposed to like all 5 out of 5 days of the week. So I don't know. Yeah, I guess I just can't wait to get back in. It's just like that thing where it's like when you're from the outside looking in, you want to get in. But once you're inside, you're like, actually, it's not that great here. But yeah, I think that's what it is. Anyways, I don't know. I'm sure like once I start working again, I'll probably also complain. But last, let me just start making money too. Or... Yeah, yeah, it's true. By God's grace, I will complain.
Yeah,
I just want money.
I feel you. At this point, though, I would like to marry rich. So, like, anybody that has, like...
Marry a rich man.
Yeah.
Or marry when you you're rich, rich. Like,
oh, no. Marry a rich man. What would marry when I'm rich do?
That's what I'm trying to understand.
No, marry into rich, riches, into wealth. Mm, so, like, I really need that right now. I can add so much to your life, I promise.
Oh, it's
like
what? Stay-at-home wife? It's
Like what, Matilda? What can you add to their life?
Thank you for asking, Hadiza. I've been preparing for this moment of my life. So I was listening to this TikTok and she was saying she works, she has her own business as well as her partner, but he pays everything. So what she brings to the table is her femininity, her support. So she's able to support him. So I'm explaining what I'll be doing. So I'll be giving you support from, like, you know, women and, you know, caretakers. We understand your feeling and we're able to meet your emotions. Meet your emotional needs.
You can't even say the thing. Well, can you say they've casted.
So I'll be able to meet your emotional needs. And then, like, for example, I'll tell you how to build a home. Do you understand? Because right now you have a house. I can make it a home.
I said something along the lines with it in a room full of guys and they all started laughing, bro.
I don't know why they think went to me.
Because you guys are clearly joking. In Jesus' mighty name, you're like, joking.
I was like, oh, you know, first date, I want this place because I want to know if I want them to start spending on me. But once I feel comfortable, they should start spending on me, right? And then they were like, oh, what are they spending on me for? Like, what am I bringing? I basically said, my femininity, features, all of those things. They started laughing.
Feminine features.
No, but statistic wise too, though, men are respected more in the society as well as like the workplace when they have, you know, a wife. And especially like I can be too, do you understand? And then, like, you know, I'll follow you to events, do you get? And I went to school for engineering, so I do usually have brain too. So like I can make interesting conversations.
Complete package. 100%. Not a percentage.
Come on now. So, okay. Yeah, this is my ad.
Mama, why do you sound so, like, disappointed? Like, I just... Isn't this... aren't you speaking truth?
No, you're not. Nothing you said here is truthful at all, but you know what? I'll let you guys bask in your femininity.
Thank you.
And when you decided to come back into reality, then we can have a discussion.
So, what's reality? Please, I want to understand. What's reality?
Me, I don't know what people's reality is. Me, I know what my own reality is.
What's your own reality? I want to understand it. I want to understand.
Remember, you're dismissing my reality.
No, please don't. If that's a reality, please bask in it fully. I'm not dismissing it at all.
But it's a really nice segue into what we actually wanted to talk about today. Hadiza watched something and we all have opinions, but Hadiza, please take it away.
So, yeah, the topic was the deception of feminism. So, I was just looking for something to watch while I go to bed. And this YouTube video popped up. And I was like, oh, this is interesting. Deception of feminism. And it wasn't a man talking. Like, it was two women. I was like, I gotta know what they were talking about, right? And when I clicked the video, they were essentially saying how, like, I didn't watch the video fully, but they were saying how, like, feminism is such a disservice to women and how, like, men also have been so negatively affected by feminism and, like, girl boss, like, culture and, like, just women. Now, women have to take on both roles of, quote-unquote, a man providing and all that. And as a woman, also caretaking and stuff. And I just found it interesting because, like, I feel like this topic has been coming up a lot recently. I don't know if COVID got everyone feeling like very, I don't really know what's going on. I don't know if people's ancestors were talking to them during COVID. Like, I really don't get it because
my ancestors
it was so random though. Like, people, I feel like a lot of people have been feeling like, oh, men need to take their place in society again, and women need to stay back and stand back and stuff like that. So I just thought, I don't know how I felt about it. Like, I felt like I did feel, I don't know how to explain it. Like, how do I articulate how I felt? I mean, you guys can talk about how you feel while I articulate how I felt about this thing, but it was such an interesting topic.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I feel like it's just interesting. I feel like we actually mentioned this when we're like talking about what topics we're going to talk about this season. And I think it's just like an interesting thing, like, you know, how recently there's been the whole rise of femininity, like women talking about like being more like stay-at-home wives, stay-at-home girlfriends, which, to be honest, is actually nothing. I don't think being a stay-at-home wife or girlfriend means you're not a feminist, by the way. Like, I don't think so. But I think, like, you know, women have been talking a little bit more about embracing your femininity and all of that fun stuff, and how, like, you know, we need to just kind of return to like the old times. And I don't know, I just kind of think it's interesting, because it's like, I feel like, to me, it just kind of shows that they don't really understand what feminism is, because I don't think...
Okay, sorry.
No, I mean, go ahead. If you don't agree, go ahead.
I actually want you to finish what you're saying so I can understand why you think that. Yeah.
So I think it's two things. I think it's that they don't understand what feminism is. And I also think that it's also just people being tired of capitalism. Because I feel like I'll talk about the capitalism one first, then feminism. Actually, I won't talk about it too long, because this is not like a proper episode. But I think the whole capitalism thing is like, people are obviously just like tired of like going to work, making money, and like having to do all that. So like, they're like, okay, what is the best way we can rest? Obviously, if we're eating somebody else's money, let us find somebody to rely upon and eat their money. Obviously, as a woman, it's easier to just find a man and do that. So I think that's the capitalism aspect. But I think the not understanding feminism aspect is, I feel like a lot of people, like, not a lot of people, but people that are like kind of harping on in this are like people that think that, oh, feminism means that, oh, like feminism means that, oh, you must go out and walk and do all these things, that you can't essentially be like a stay-at-home wife, that you can't be a stay-at-home girlfriend, that if you're doing that, that means that you're not a feminist. Like, I think like people feel like, oh, feminism means you must be hard, you must essentially turn into a man. I think that's kind of what, like, I've heard, I know I've heard some people say stuff like that, where it's like, oh, you know, women need to realize that they're not men. And I think that is definitely not what feminism is, because I don't think, Misha, I do not believe I'm a man. I know that we obviously have different traits and like different strengths and all that fun stuff. I think feminism is just being able to choose. It's literally a woman's ability to have a choice. And if her choice is to be a stay-at-home wife, that's fine, but she's protected in that choice. And if her choice is to go out there and work, that's fine too. And she's also protected in that choice. And her doing any of those things doesn't mean that she's any less feminine than the next person. So yeah, I don't know. I think it's also kind of dangerous to the next generation as well, because there's the, like, oh my gosh, on TikTok, it's everywhere. Embracing your femininity, blah, 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 blah. And I'm just like, you guys that just keep like casting down feminism are kind of like almost insulting the people who have fought for you to be here. Because even being a stay-at-home wife now, it's kind of like, before, stay-at-home wives could not, they didn't have like any financial power. Like, they didn't have like protections that are currently in place now. It's like, I'm like, I just feel like there's like just so many layers that people are not like thinking about when they just talk about this thing so callously. But also, I feel like I've been talking for too long, so I need somebody to cut me. Matilda, what do you think?
I guess I agree with what you're saying. I feel like it shouldn't necessarily be a count against, like, if people are deciding to embrace their feminine sides, that really shouldn't be a count against feminism specifically. But I feel like it's just an overcorrection to what the byproduct of feminism, so to speak. But like, I feel like we see it as a new thing just because like TikTok has like made things more vocal and like made things more available. Like, the thoughts of everyone around the world is being delivered to you like all of a sudden. But way before TikTok and way before I started seeing all these feminism things, women were always talking about the fact that, like, for example, they've deemed it like this. I don't know if the term was always there, but like being the default parent, or, you know, the emotional labor that women take on when they're in relationships and all of that. And take that in combination with them also being expected to bring in as much as men, because it's a two-income family. it's a lot of burden on women. And I think that's, that might be, you might say it's capitalism, but I think it's the way that modern feminism or Western feminism as well has kind of positioned women to, I don't know how to explain this well, but I feel like we feel like way too much, much more is being thrust on women right now than men in the hopes to get equality. But it's not looking like equality. It's actually looking like women actually taking on much more. And one of the responses to that is asking men to pick up more in the household, for example.
Yeah.
That's one response, but that has been something that has been being fought for years and years, and it's still not balanced. Do you get what I mean? So it's probably people's frustration that's like, I don't even know why I'm trying to fight for this. Why don't I just do what I'm allegedly naturally inclined to do? I mean, if you're a couple and you were going to have kids anyways, I could just, you know, take care of the kids. I don't think I'm explaining it well enough, but I think it's just a response. And I feel like every time the world skews one way and we try to correct that, we skew to an extreme,
the opposite.
I know we plan on talking about what's going on in Iran as well, but like before they actually were forcing hijabs and like, I think burqas, I don't know what they're called, but like the full one off women in Iran. And now we're at a place where they're now overcorrecting and forcing them to wear it. So it's like, I feel like it's an overcorrection on both sides, but I think that's what's happening.
Yeah.
So you think that women are overcorrecting by being like, oh, let's just like stay in the house, essentially?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, I mean, I guess like, I don't want to spend too much time on this topic because I know this is like just like an amoeba interlude. Honestly, it's also, I mean, I guess there are many ways to, what's that phrase, kill or something? I don't know. There are many ways to come to a place where it all works out. But I just kind of feel like, even with regard to like the taking care of kids and all that fun stuff, like, I'm like, there's just so many other options that can be explored before we just get to this point where we are right now. But I mean, like you said, I guess that's why it's an overcorrection and not necessarily like a regular correction, I guess. But
yeah. What are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, I think for me, it's just interesting because I think it creates this kind of confusion in society in terms of what are the norms and what are not the norms. Like it's weird because you don't really know. I don't know how to explain it. Like, I think for me, like, I personally think that feminism is the ability to choose, right? Like, you should be able to choose if you want to work or not, right? Mm-hmm. But then I also think on the flip side, okay, right now in society, it's cool for, like, women to work or not, to be honest. But, like, I feel like on the flip side, men need to work regardless, right? Mm-hmm. Like, as in culturally, that's the case, right? And I think also the push for, like, what Matilda said, basically the push for women to be, to do more, oh, women power, women this, women that, and stuff like that, right? I feel like there is now less messaging on, like, kind of uplifting men as well in positive ways. And I feel like then you now have the rise of these kind of people or podcasts or, like, men who now try to kind of create this environment where it's like, oh, men, take back your power. Mm-hmm. Men, you gotta, like,
but some people, I'm not gonna name names, but that. So who should be uplifting men? Because women are the ones uplifting women. So in this case, are women also the ones to be uplifting men?
That's a valid...
I think so. I think...
Yeah.
I think it's kind of part of the work that needs to be done. I don't know who needs to do it. It could be the actual feminists. It could be their male counterparts who are allies, but it can be both. I don't think it needs to just fall on women, but I think it's necessary work because as a society, we comprise of men and women and, like, you know, other genders, of course, but like in a heterosexual relationship, it's a man and a woman. It takes both of them to be in agreement for a stable society. So you can't ignore one part.
And I also think even during the feminism movement, we had, like, women had men allies. I mean, it's not like women forced themselves into positions of power. You know, there are probably men, there were men in positions of power that were like, we need to give women these spaces and allow women to Do you get what I'm saying? So I feel like the reverse could also be done in this case, right? Like, where we're also like, you know, like, we do appreciate men in our society, and men do have a place in our society, and, like, you know, a role. And, like, I don't know how to explain. Like, it's hard. It's kind of hard to define. I feel like society is in a place where we're still trying to define these things. And when I say society, I mean Western society, because of course, like, African and other indigenous societies, they are like, they already have their own thing.
But it's, like, shifting. I think with the Westernization of, like, you know, everywhere, like, they're also struggling with these similar issues.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
that's true. So yeah, like, I don't know, I just think for me, okay, bringing it back to going on dates now, like, I feel like if I'm going on a date, I usually have to be like, okay, so this is what I like to do, like, culturally, this is my own culture, you should get, like, this is what I like. This, if you do this, wait, I don't like it.
Not my own culture.
So, for example, now, like, okay, for example, splitting on the first date, right? I'm like, oh, I prefer splitting on the first date, and then I would like the person to pay for me going forward, or up until a point where you know, we kind of go anyhow. But, like, how I feel, like, you know, I feel better if, like, we split on the first date, and then they can start paying for me if they want. Some people don't like that model. They would prefer to pay from the very beginning, start paying for your dates and stuff like that. While some people want to split it entirely. And this is just because the messaging in Western society is so fragmented and stuff. No one really knows what's right and what's not right, which is kind of a good thing. But also, it just creates confusion, in my opinion, I think. Because what somebody thinks is their way of showing, like, that they appreciate the person, somebody else might be like, oh, you're looking at me this way by doing this. That's kind of how I see it.
I don't know. I think the whole thing is just interesting to me, because I'm like, I feel like whenever, like, I hear or, like, read discussions like this, and people are like, oh, like, you know, they're not sure exactly, like, essentially what you said, like, what's right and not right. And honestly, it might be a simplistic way of thinking about these things, but I just kind of feel like if everybody treated everybody as humans that had choice, literally all of these conversations would not necessarily need to be had, essentially. And like I said, it might be just very simplistic. So I'm sure, like, obviously that's probably what everybody thinks. But it's like, because even with regard to, like, you know, involving men in these conversations, I think, like, I've also heard, like, a lot of feminists talk, and they're like, yeah, like, you know, men should also be able to be stay-at-home husbands. And I've seen those conversations as well. And, like, you know, people also inviting men to those spaces and to be, to have the privilege of choice as well.
Mm-hmm.
But then those are not the topics that go viral, because, like, I mean, I guess there's other more negative topics, like, prevailing somewhere else. But I think ultimately, as it relates to, like, you know, men and women, even what they call it, whether it's dated or not dated, I think, like, to me, the best thing to just, like, the best way that people can just operate is just by giving everybody the
ability to choose,
exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's like, one doesn't make you any less woman than the other. It's like, if I'm like, okay, I want you to pay from the first date onwards, and you're like, you're a person that is like, okay, you know what, I can pay from the first date onwards, but then that does not mean that you have to open all the doors for me. Like, it's like, human beings are so complex that doing one thing doesn't now negate the other. So you paying for all my meals doesn't now mean that I want you to open all my doors for me. Like, I don't know if that makes sense, but it's like, it's just like, people, I don't know, I just feel like there's, like, so much complexity in, like, human beings. I wish like, we just all got to, like, appreciate that and be like, okay, like, human beings are complex. Let's all just, like, have the ability to choose.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you know, just respect the fact that I can choose whatever it is I want to choose, and it doesn't make me any less female or male or any less human than the other person. And I don't know, I feel like we've gone down a rabbit hole here. But anyways, I just kind of wish that, like, you know, people just respected everybody's ability to choose, and also recognize and appreciate the fact that we're all complex human beings. And I can be a feminist and still literally want you to pay for every single thing I eat in this life. It doesn't mean that I'm not a feminist. It just means that I like people pay for my meals. Like, I don't know. Like,
yeah, I guess, like, just to conclude, it's about choice. It's really, yeah, what we're fighting for, choice. The ability to choose. But in that choice, I still think there's so many discussions that then need to be had, because if women then now have the ability to choose, it's like, there are some thoughts that need to be deconstructed in a household, for example, if you were to get married. Like, I think I've liked a couple of this default parent thing. I think my TikTok thinks I have a child. I'm not sure. But I started seeing...
is that a sign?
Please stop.
Is that a sign? Like, legitimately. Legitimately.
I'll wait for you guys to finish. But yeah, it's been a lot of like, I've also seen a lot of men having conversations about how to help quote unquote the default parent, because it's like you might be as a guy also a feminist and believe in equality and stuff, but still allow a lot of parenting, a lot of the household chores, a lot of the emotional burden fall on the woman. And it's like in that situation, you have to then think about it. If we're talking about equality and we're talking about choice and etc., then we need to have more discussions. It can't just end at, okay, everybody has choice. That's not the way society has operated. So like more conversations need to be had. And it's also nice, I guess, that people are also talking about wanting to go back to being stay-at-home moms and girlfriends, because it's part of the choice we're fighting for. So if that's what they want to do, they can do it. Just don't look down then on the women that want to work, and then the women that want to work shouldn't look at the other. Yeah, but women that work also look down on some of the women that work also look down on women that choose to stay at home. So I think the issue exists in both cases.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I'm sure the issue exists in both cases. Like, I think the issue always exists on both ends. But I just think, like, a lot of the content that I've been seeing have been about, like, you know, embracing your femininity thing, and kind of, like, what Hadiza had watched, where it was like, oh, feminism is essentially, like, a scam type thing. And, like, that's just where that's a lot of the content I have been seeing. And that's where I'm like, you guys can do what it is that you want to do. And that is, all, like, feminism also protects your right to whatever it is to do that, but just don't look down on what it is that even helped you get there, I think. And because it's like, I don't know, like that's just like a big thing about the whole stay at home thing. I'm like, there's a lot of protection that feminism has kind of like done for women to be able to stay at home and to be protected in that. So I'm like, I don't know, just looking down on that is just an issue for me.
It's just kind like, of sorry, Hadiza, go ahead.
No, I was like, it's just like a conversation I'm having with a friend. Some of these women who actually preach women should stay at home, they are preaching what? Doing TED Talks. They are not stay at home moms because they are preaching. They're traveling.
True.
They're doing all the things that feminism allows them to do to preach the stay at home this thing. And even if all the women were to continue to do staying at home, they'll continue to be in that position where they are in the public space. Do you get what I'm saying? So it's kind of, I don't want to say hypocritical, but it's interesting.
It reminds me of, I don't know if anyone has watched A Handmaid's Tale, like the wife of, I forget, the commander, and like she was writing books and books on, like, you know, how women should be and da 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 da. Okay, then they created, what was it, Gilead? They created Gilead. Yeah. And then now she was now being oppressed, and then now she didn't like it. So whoever watches Handmaid's Tale would know what I'm talking about. But I also feel like if you read in between the lines and actually listen to what they're saying, I think they have points in there, because it's like how when immigrants from before us just kept quiet about issues they were facing here because they were like, at least we are here. It's like, to me, I feel like even if you have rights, you can still criticize what led you there, because there are still issues to address in that. So I feel like they're doing that. As long as you're able to take out those things and you can disagree with their conclusion, but they have points.
No. Like, I mean, I agree with the points. It's kind of like what you were talking about, where it's like, you know, they, like, women have been asked to, like, you know, go to work, earn all this money, and then also come back home and essentially be the default parent. I think that's the term that I heard you. Is it default parent, Abby?
That's what they said. Yeah.
Default parent. Yeah. So no. I agree that, like, you know, that there are conversations to be had with the systems that we have created and are in place right now. But I think, like, what I'm saying is that you can have all those conversations and, like, you know, say all of those things without, like, bashing feminism, because that's not what feminism is. It's like, if you want to, you can, like, bash whatever is, like, a type of feminism that you've seen. That's fine. But I think, like, as a whole, like, I'm just, like, bashing feminism as a whole, to me, that's where I'm like, it doesn't make sense, because it is feminism that has given you the choice and even the ability to be protected in your stay-at-homeness. But you can bash, let's say. I mean, what's it like? I don't know. Yes. But it's like you can bash, like, you know, the Western version of feminism. You can even bash American feminism, because when you think about Europe, they, like, their maternity laws and all that fun stuff are way ahead of what we have in America right now. So they definitely make a lot better room for women to be able to work and still prosper as, like, mothers, for at least the first few years, if they wanted to do that. So it's like, I feel like there are types of feminism that you can bash and systems that you can bash, but I feel like bashing a system as a whole that has kind of protected you in coming here is kind of like my problem in all of this. But ultimately, I think, like, I think you're correct. Like, yes, like, you know, if we listen deeply, they do have points, and there are things that they are saying that we should listen to. And I do agree with that. And I think obviously we can have, like, grace for them, because there's also, I don't know if you guys saw when, like, Serena retired, and then, like, there was, like, this whole discussion that came up again where they were like, oh, because, like, in her retirement thingy, she had talked about how, but do you guys know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
No, go ahead. But go ahead, yeah.
But, like, in her retirement thingy, she had talked about how, like, you know, just, like, as a woman, you kind of, in a way, have to choose between your kids and, like, your family and, like, you know, and your career. Like, that's a very plagiarized way of, no, not plagiarized, but that's a very terrible way of, like, explaining what she said. But ultimately, like, that was kind of what she said, I guess. And I know, like, a lot of people had, like, come out to say, but, like, you know, nobody asked to have a child, and, like, you know, like,
no way.
Yeah, wow. Oh my gosh, there were all these discussions. Like, people were like, oh, wow. Nobody asked you to have a child. People were saying, but, like, you know, you're getting old. You had to retire one day anyways.
What?
And just all these things. And
I'm like, I know someone that's
people are mean, though.
Exactly.
People,
like, people were saying stuff like that. And, like, to me, and it's like, but I guess in a way, like kind of, like, when you think about what she said and, like, kind of what some of these women are saying, in a way, it does make sense, where it's like, I guess with the plight of being a woman right now, you have to, there's a lot that you have to do, and it might come a time where you have to choose, and sometimes someone might choose the one or the other, or may try to carry both, and might just be too heavy for them. But I think that there are conversations that need to be had, and maybe one day we'll have those conversations, I don't know. I think, honestly, maybe I sounded a little bit harsh because I'm just tired of having conversations. I feel like we've been having conversations for so many years.
But that's
kind
part
of
it. Like, I don't think these conversations ever stop. It's something that's not in, like, a steady state yet. I think it's still something that we're fighting for, and I don't really see it's stopping until we get there. So I feel like the conversations need to be had, and, like, different conclusions, people will come to different conclusions. Like, for example, in what Serena has said, a lot of people are choosing to not have kids, so they don't have to go through that. Like, don't have to have that choice, because it exists, like, where you have to make the choices as a woman and stuff like that. So, like, the conversations just won't stop. And I think I like dissecting where the root of these, like, conclusions come from, because there's conversations there. That's just my thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know. About the choice. Sorry, no. Go ahead, Hadiza.
No, I was just going to say, speaking about choice, I wasn't sure if you guys were ready to segue.
Yeah, no, I was about to move on, but yeah, actually, okay, you do it.
Segues.
What happened?
What happened?
Nothing. What happened?
Hadiza battling with something we don't know. Hadiza?
No, something is happening. Jesus, wait.
Huh?
Something is happening, bro.
Where? How?
Okay, something's playing through my headset, and I can't see where it's coming from.
Oh my gosh, she's going so nuts.
I hate you so much. I thought the world was ending.
Sure, I was looking outside, like, I don't get it.
Me too.
Is there a spaceship in the sky?
Sorry. Oh my God. I'm so sorry, guys. Like, I'm just struggling to understand.
That just actually proper scared me.
No,
oh my God.
I was scared. I said nuclear bomb.
She said something is happening. I said, God. Because I don't know if you guys saw the thing that's happening in China. I said, hey, how's
that happening in China?
There's something that something just drops today.
Something
that said that. Yeah, that they said that, what do you call it? That they have put the president of China under house arrest. They've Beijing is now under military lockdown. I said, did they send the drones here? Are the drones here? Because my hairdresser is a conspiracy theorist, and she's like, no, but she actually, you guys, it's actually the funniest thing. She actually is a conspiracy theorist. And oh my God, every time I actually have a hair appointment next week, Saturday, and I'm just prepping myself because
give us the every update. Time
I go home, I will. That's what we said at home. Have I noticed in the evenings that there are drones everywhere and they're like, you know, they're watching? I said, really? She said, oh. She said, oh, that have I noticed that all the Chinese stores in the city have started to, that they've started like, you know, leaving Canada, that, like they say, like, you know, leaving the city, that they know something that we don't know. I said, really?
Wow. So,
yeah, you people don't know. Maybe there are drones somewhere that we can't see. So I thought that's what Hadiza was talking about.
No, Hadiza, well, I'm so sorry. So sorry. I was also scared because I heard music, right? And somebody talking, right? And I was like, okay, which one of you guys is playing audio? But you guys kept talking. And I swear I didn't click anything, right?
But that wasn't the appropriate reaction.
No, but like, I didn't know how else to... Do you guys get... I've also been reading... I've also been reading a lot about schizophrenia, right? So I was like,
now, wow.
My brain was, I was like, what is that? What she was going on? No, I was legitimately like, I was so confused, you guys. I couldn't come to a logical explanation.
Okay, but have you figured this out now?
No, I figured it out. Somehow my Spotify turned on.
Okay.
Yeah, and I turned it off. Yeah. Sorry. Please, hey, Mama, do the segue because I'm still a bit like flustered.
Yeah. But yeah, no, honestly, I feel like all this talk about like feminism, embracing your femininity, and just the destruction or whatever it is of feminism, I think it actually just ties really nicely with like what's happening in Iran now. Because I feel like, you know, and honestly, I think that's also why I was probably really. Like, sometimes I get, like, you know, really passionate. I never think I'm, like, the most passionate feminist, to be honest. But I think sometimes I get, like, you know, really almost insulted whenever people, like, talk against feminism. Because I think, like, with what's happening in Iran now, and I'll just give, like, a brief summary of what's happening in Iran. But with what's happening in Iran now, you kind of see the need for feminism. And maybe, you know, let me not use the word feminism because I know some people don't like that term, but you just see the need for, like, you know, women's rights. Because essentially in Iran, what had happened is, I guess when the Islamic regime came, they started forcing women, like, you know, women to wear hijabs, and essentially not just wear hijabs, but like stripping them of their rights in general. And they have like something called the hijab police. I think they have like an actual name, but I'll just call them the hijab police. And essentially, like, what they do is, if they see women not wearing hijabs, they essentially kind of like, you know, arrest them and all that fun stuff. So yeah, I believe it was September 12th when, like, one of the women in Iran got arrested by the hijab police because she wasn't wearing her hijab. And her name was Mahsa Amini, and essentially beat her up, and she got into a coma. And on the 16th of September, she died, and she was a 22-year-old, like, lady. So she's like very young, and they had actually, it wasn't even that she wasn't wearing her hijab, it was that she wasn't wearing it in a proper way. So she was wearing her hijab in an improper way, and they had beaten her up, put her in a coma, and essentially like killed her. Like, long story short, she died. May she rest in peace. And essentially, like, that just like sparked like a huge outrage in Iran, and women like took to the streets taking off their hijabs, like, you know, protesting, just being like, bro, This is essentially mad. Like, it doesn't make any sense that, like, you guys are moving like this. Like we should have choice. And I think it's, like, it's a thing that the women in Iran have been feeling for a while. Like, the lack of choice, kind of what we're talking about before. The lack of choice. They do not have the ability to choose. And it's funny because I don't know if you guys, in Canada, I don't know if you guys have Iranian friends, but in Canada, there's actually, like, a huge Iranian population. And... Yeah. Yeah, and I actually have a bunch of Iranian friends, actually.
Yeah,
and
same.
Whenever I talk to them, yeah, right? I don't know. There's actually a lot of them here.
I think also sense. Iranians and Nigerians, like, we have a bond. It's weird, I feel like.
Really?
Well, yeah.
I haven't even noticed that, but I mean, I guess I have Iranian friends, so it makes sense.
Yeah, I'm just famsing. I'm just famsing, y'all.
Hello. But yeah, and it's like when you actually talk to them, a lot of them Like a lot of their women here do not wear hijabs either. When you talk to them, they will tell you like they do not want to wear like hijabs. Like this is not a thing that is their choice. Obviously, I'm sure like there are some women there that it is their choice to wear it. Like they actually don't mind it. But I know like for the ones that I have talked to, and even when you look at this protest, like a lot of them do not want to wear hijabs. They kind of want their choice. And there was an article that I was reading, and one of the quotes was kind of how like was talking about how women and girls essentially have no rights in Iran. And this protest that is currently happening, it's a huge protest. It's been going on for about a week now. Like the protest is essentially just about the fact that women and girls do not have rights, and like they need to be able to choose. And like you see, like not, I mean, obviously men are also joining the protest, which is really great because I think men allies are so important, but essentially, like, it's just really emphasizing the fact that women and girls have no choice. And the women of Iran are kind of fed up. And I guess, like, the newer, younger generation are like, yo, it's time for us to, like, rise up and, like, essentially turn this whole shit, like, you know, around. And they even recently just shut off their internet there to like prevent them from like from posting to social media.
Sounds familiar.
As in, I was just about to say VPN things.
It's so crazy the way you think about it. I'm like, yo, how is this always the government's move? Like to just like quiet. It's like
shut off the internet, right?
Yeah, to just like quiet your voice. It's like why can't you just listen? Like I don't know. It's like they're trying to tell you something clearly, but instead of listening, you just decide to shut their voices down. Because when you even think about it, and like, and honestly, that's one thing about this process that I think is so inspiring. It's like you see all these videos of women coming out to say, yo, they literally oh my gosh, there's this video I saw. I can't remember exactly how it went, but it was something like, oh, person A came out to protest, they arrested person A, and then person B came out to replace person A, they arrested person B. Person C came out to replace person B, they arrested person C, and now I am here to come out to replace person C, and if you arrest me, someone else will come out. And I just thought that was so inspiring, because it's like, bro, you cannot arrest everybody in the whole of Iran.
Yeah.
Or maybe they can, I don't
know. Let's watch them try.
But yeah, it's just kind of like, I don't know, I guess it's just like inspiring to see women like rise up like this, and all really and truly just for choice. Just like, just for the ability to be able to choose that they don't want to wear a hijab, that they want rights. Because it's also not just about the hijab, it's about like other rights that they have. Like somebody was saying how if a woman visits her parents, her own parents, without her husband's permission, her husband can sue her. And I'm like, yo, I don't know, things like that just kind of seem so foreign to me, but it's the reality of like so many women around the world. And that's why I'm like, and I don't know, I feel like that's just kind of why I just would always,
you have no patience for those kind of conversations.
Yeah, I don't. Honestly, my patience is very, very thin for them. But
yeah.
I guess I mean Matilda wasn't wrong when she did say that they do have something that they're trying to say, and I guess we can try to hear what they're trying to say. But when I look at just like plights of like other women around the world, I'm like, I mean, I'm sure they wish they had a choice to even be a stay-at-home wife, but they're kind of forced into it. But anyways, like, what do you guys think of like everything that's going on in Iran? Like, I don't know if you guys know so much about it, but what do you guys think about it?
I think it's interesting because with Iran, like, I just find it interesting how the hijab is just like, okay, so in this same Iran, right, there was a period when I think they were being westernized and stuff, where they were like, oh, women should not wear hijabs, right, to appear more Western. This is earlier in their history, right? And then suddenly someone else takes over and is like, oh, women, you must wear it. And for me, there's so many laws in like Islam that you could create police for. It's so crazy how there's a hijab police. It's so crazy to me. Like, why isn't there not a halal haram meats police? Or if you eat pork, there should be police for that. If you take drink alcohol, there should be police for that. Do you get what I'm saying?
Like,
they're just focused on the thing that women, that because women, like if you're wearing a hijab, is for women and it's visible, like you're visibly showing something, essentially. They just target women. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but it's just crazy to me. Like, I would hate to be born in a society where that's the case, where like by law, like, you know, they're actively trying to bring women down and stuff like that, like forcing you to do something that you honestly, to be honest, culturally speaking, a lot of countries that are Muslim, or like society, if your society is culturally Muslim, this headscarf thing is something people do anyways. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, so I'm like, why do you feel the need to force women to wear it. Like, I just don't understand the rationale behind it. Yeah, so I don't really understand it, but that's what I have to say.
Yeah, no, it's wild still.
Matilda?
I agree with everything you guys have said, to be honest. I feel like it really sucks, and I don't know. May she rest in peace, and I hope their protest leads to a change, because they look like they mean business. I really hope oppressive governments get what they deserve, to be honest.
Honestly, I can't pray for anything good for these people. But
do you guys think we have enough time for our question of the week?
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah.
Okay. So really, really quickly, we're going to do our question. Remember this,
sorry,
your code.
Sorry, guys.
Your code is aggressive.
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
Wait. Yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
Damn. Remember, it's sucking out the end. The room.
Go ahead.
Damn. I'm leaving that in. Yeah, so really, really quickly, we're going to do our question of the week and just try to wrap up quickly because, you know, I'm about interlude, not full episode. So we tried to choose one that was kind of in line-ish with what we're talking about in terms of like choice and, you know, women working and etc. Okay, so this is a guy writing. The subject is, just broke up with my girlfriend. Okay. I decided to break up with my girlfriend because she has been too busy of recent. Not too long ago, she started working for a firm, so it consumes most of her time. She's always busy from Monday to Saturday, which she closes late for. I have tried talking to her to make sure she doesn't miss out her Sundays with me, as it's the only time we can see in respect to her work. But for 4 weeks, that's like for 4 Sundays, she couldn't meet up with me because of excuses here and there. I'm so tired of the relationship as we hardly see, so I decided to cut it off. What do y'all think? What?
Maybe she wants to see him because he can't speak English. Who knows?
I think he's saying, what do you think? I'm doing the right thing? Sorry, I read that sentence over and over and I thought it was me that was having dyslexia. Okay, yes. Do you guys think he's doing the right thing?
First of all, I'll say hashtag feminism for the woman for working. But I'm joking. I'm joking. I'm absolutely joking. Well, go ahead, Hadisa.
No, I was just going to be like, I mean, is he going to... So this is my own personal opinion, right? This is also disclaimer for anybody who's interested. Be sure you get it, you hear me? So if I'm busy, yeah, period. Oh. Like, sorry. So like, okay, no, but for real though, like she's going to work Monday to Saturday, so she's earning an income, no? Okay, so let's say she's earning $2,000 from her thing. So let's say she's earning $2,000 because this thing actually annoyed me, like the situation he brought up.
Really?
So okay, so let's say she's earning $2,000 right a month, right? But he wants to see her, but she's tired that Sunday. She's working Monday to Saturday. Sunday is her time to rest, and he's like, oh, even the Sunday is not enough, but she hasn't been able to see him and stuff like that, and he wants to break up with her because of that. I'm like, do you want to give her the $2,000 so she can be spending all her time?
Oh my god, I can't lie, her like, I'm on the man's side this time.
No, you know what's crazy, I actually
it doesn't, you guys can be on the man's side, like, I mean, I get it, but I feel like she's obviously like she's, I don't know, let's,
I mean,
assume she's in Nigeria,
like, it's not a
right
priority for her.
I don't necessarily think so. I feel like she's okay, like, I mean, maybe they, I don't know what their situation is, I don't know how far away they live from each other, like, I don't know, you know, what the like, you know, the dynamics. We need to hear from the girl side to see what her actual challenges are in terms of logistics. But me, when I read it, I was just like, I mean, like, maybe she's just at a point where she needs some money and she's like, this is how she's going to get this money and stuff like that, right? So of course, unfortunately, like, you know, I feel like definitely if you're in a relationship, like, you should prioritize your partner and stuff. But like, I mean,
not over the job. I think what should happen here is communicate. Yeah.
Yeah, like, Yeah, survival over everything. Yeah, communication is probably the issue, right? Like, are they communicating during the week? Like, is it that he's just not seeing her? Like, what is the... Like, so that's the thing. I feel like the story is kind of incomplete. So because of that, I put my own anger into the story. Like, uh-uh. Are you going to pay her the money? Like, so that's how I see it. But yeah, y'all can give your own opinions. So.
Hey, Mama, you on the man's side.
I don't know. I think I'm on the man's side on this one. Like, I mean, like, obviously, I think ultimately communication is what needs to happen. I think that's the ultimate thing here. But I also think that it's like, it's kind of that thing where it's like, if somebody's important for you, to you, you make time for them. Mm-hmm. It's like 4 weeks in a, every 4 weeks in a row, you miss every Sunday. Even if it's like, okay, you know what? I've worked Monday to Saturday. I want, exactly, like every other, like, guy, you know, you can be like, okay, this Sunday, I'll take it to myself. Next Sunday, at least show up for your man's. Next Sunday, take it to yourself, like stuff like that. But I'm like, 4 weeks in a row, to me, I just kind of feel like she's clearly not a priority for him, and that's okay. So it's also okay that he cuts his losses, because it's like, see, if you're not going to prioritize me, then let me go and find somebody who will prioritize me, right? And also, I think maybe they're also just in different places in life, because he might also just want somebody who's there for him a little bit more, which is fine. Mm-hmm. And she clearly cannot be that for him right now, which is also fine. So they are just not meant to be together. I don't know.
But then it's weird that he broke up with her. It seems like they had been dating, and suddenly, because of the job she just got, it's been 4 weeks, 4 Sundays that she couldn't meet up. And after those 4 weeks, he decided to break up with her, but they had been dating since.
I see where on his hand. Wow.
Hey, the Yoruba jumped out.
No. I'm taking that out.
Masha, you have to leave it in. No, you have to leave it in.
Okay. I see where on his end. I see where on his end he's being very like rash, and I think there's less tolerance for when women choose their career over like prioritizing you, for example. I do really think that's the fact. There's less tolerance, because I think right. A woman would find a way to justify him needing to work in her head before right. breakup.
Honestly,
is like,
that's,
you know,
also a problem. That's also a problem. It's women a problem. Give too much excuses for men.
I think it's fine to give excuses. I think men should be more, I just think men should also extend the same grace, is what I'm trying to say. But I think there's conversations like, okay, at first I was like, you go, girl. Then I flipped the situation. I was like, I wouldn't like if someone did this to me if we were in the relationship. I think she should just be more clear in if the relationship is also what she wants with her career, then she needs to make time. It might not be as much as it was before the firm. And if he expects that to be the same, they're just not meant for each other, to be honest. But then if they're able to come to like an understanding, if it's like, even if it's once a month while she, you know, gets used to the new job that they see, okay, but they've had the conversation and he knows where she is right now. But I just think that he doesn't seem to be extending her so much grace, but she also doesn't seem to be communicating about it.
Yeah.
About
no,
where
right.
she is. Yeah.
That's right. Like, I guess the part I agree with you guys is the communication part. Like, you know, who communicated what? Are they actually both communicating? But, like, I mean, like I said, I read the thing with anger, and I was just like, this man
triggered.
I was triggered severely. Severely. Like,
honestly, I don't know. I just kind of feel like sometimes, I feel like one thing that's true for men is that men know, like, especially in relationships, men usually know what they want. And if you don't give them what they want, they'll jack up, which I think more women need to catch up onto, to be honest. I think women make too much excuses.
I think if women didn't make as much, and I think that's also a fine thing, but if women didn't make as much allowances, I think people will be single, and that's not a bad thing.
A lot of people will be single.
Women, I feel like women's capacity to take more shit than men is higher, like much, much higher. And I think if they actually, because there is a movement of people that are just opting to stay single, if we're able to see more successful situations like that, I actually think we can thrive. I actually think that is one possible solution, but I just want to see how sustainable it is. But yeah.
I mean, I know. Yeah.
Eh? What's going on in your mind? Yeah. Like, Mama, can you expatiate on those years?
I had a thought come up. I'm like, now honestly, we literally have been on this episode for a while. Next episode, we'll discuss it.
We move again next week. But yeah, thank you so much for hanging with us, guys, again this week. If you have any thoughts on our dilemmas, let us know. If you have any dilemmas, let us also know. We're here. Don't forget to tell your friends and your family about Afrocalypso and how amazing we are. Follow us on our socials, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at Afrocalypso Pod. And we will catch you guys next week. Bye.
Bye. Bye.